It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City.
It is the 15th of the month. We've already gone through half of July. Wow. Okay. It's moving right along, isn't it? And a couple things to tell you. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. I do want to remind you, next week, all my guests, for each half hour, each day, will be Bullhead City Council candidates. Now, if you're in Kingman and Havasu, you're probably thinking, well, I don't need to tune in. They're just running for Bullhead City. But some of the questions I'm going to ask them are questions you might want to ask candidates in your community, like, is there enough transparency in local government? What about our increasing water needs? What about our water rights? Some of the questions that I'm going to present to these candidates, you'll want to know for candidates in your market. So Monday we have Dr. Ziri, and then after that we have Juan Lazarga. And then we have Tuesday, Grace Heck and Tammy Ring. And then Wednesday, Rodney Head and Steve D'Amico. And then Thursday, Dan Alfonso and Annette Wegman. And then Friday, Ashley Garrick and Linda Salada. Okay, so that's coming up next week for you. Do have one thing to tell you about, too. Don't forget the Jerry Ambrose Veterans Council is doing a car wash tomorrow in Kingman as a fundraiser. It's at Annie's Art Attic, 2575 Northern. And that kicks off all day tomorrow. For questions, call 928-716-3001. All right, get that out of the way. Speak out each and every... Oh, let's do sports. Why not? Tonight, we have a game with the Diamondbacks and the Padres. It's a three-game series. It's at 6:40. Tomorrow night, that same series continues at 5:40, and then it continues on Sunday at 1:10. And we have no games next week until Friday because of the All-Star break. So I do want to remind you, all those games can be heard on KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications. Their service area is growing. When do they come to your area? Well, you've got to go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and sign up. And they'll email you when they're coming to your area. If you don't want to do that, you can call 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices. They're on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Yeah, your place for shopping and food. We got three great restaurants downstairs. The Island Style Kitchen, the Unique Eatery, and Daniel's. And then there's the Sweet Ice Cream Snack Shop over in the corner. Upstairs, everything from clothing to boots and chocolate to movies and sports items to sunglasses. On the front of the building, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a dollar store, and a nail salon. All here at the mall. Southwest Financial Center, are you paying for an expensive Medicare G or F? And you're thinking, this is costing me too much, I need to switch? Well, a major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed their underwriting rules for a short time. This could possibly save you up to $100 a month. Yes, $1,200 a year. You may instantly qualify for a Plan G supplement. Call the Southwest Financial Center, only if you want an extra $1,200 a year. Call 928-763-4360. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all nice and healthy. And then there's the meal prep solution. That's where you go. You go online, you order your lunches like for a whole week. Pick them up on Sunday and you're set for the whole week. They've made them all for you. They're nice plastic tight containers. Pop one in the microwave and you're ready to go. And it's fresh and it's good and it's good for you. Check it out on the website, profitkitchen.com. Spell it right, KITCHIN.com. Yes, you've been spelling it wrong all these years. All right, into the studio, and it's a Fab Four Friday, of course. And visiting with us on the phone, social distancing from downtown Kingman. I had all my guests social distance this week because I did have COVID. I'm over it now, but I wasn't going to call Becky last night and say, come on in. But we have Becky Flossen from the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce, the president and CEO. Do I have to stand up when I say that?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Please, no.
So Becky is with us here for the next hour, and we're going to learn everything about Kingman and what's going on at the Chamber. So,
oh my goodness.
Let's start about what kind of new members have you had since the last time you were here?
New members, you're going to challenge me this time because I've got some on here I'm not sure how to pronounce.
Uh-oh.
We've got a couple of new individual members, which actually I love that because it's, you know, people in the community that want to be engaged. So I have a Karam, he goes by Mark, Gosi. So,
okay.
We have him. We also have, and I was just wishing that I had my Hawaiian language skills that I used to have when my husband had Aloha Plumbing. We spent a lot of time there, and I was much better at it back then. It is a Hawaiian name of, and I am going to just butcher this terribly. I don't even know how to do it. Kahala Kino?
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say. Another individual member. We also, this one I do know how to say, Travis Lingenfelter has
joined as
an individual member. So
well,
I can say that one.
And like you said, it's great when individuals want to join the chamber because, number one, they're going to get your emails and know what's going on in the town. That in itself is worth the membership for a year. But it shows that they're supporting the local businesses and the local chamber and that they care about their community.
Exactly, yeah. So I guess that's a great point to just put out there. Yeah, you can join. It's $100 a year to get the newsletter. You don't have voting rights and can't be a board member. That's the only thing that you really don't get for doing the individual membership. And you can't advertise your business.
Yeah.
You know, so you can only just...
Because they don't have one, probably.
Well, some people do, you know, have maybe a at-home business or something like that. So they just want to kind of keep up on what's going on. And, you know, we do a lot of things other than just, you know, meetings and mixers and things
right.
like that. I mean, we are working with the city. We are going to conferences and, you know, trying to bring in economic development. And we do a lot of things other than mixers and you know, help out with parades and things like that. So there's a lot of technical stuff that goes on
the chamber you probably field lots of phone calls from people in town saying, hey, would you partner with us on this? Hey, you want to be a part of this? And that probably gets old after a while because you get three or four a week and you're like, oh my god, you know, I only have so much staff and so much time in a day.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, and that's where, you know, we rely very heavily on our board members and our ambassadors, as you well know,
right.
To help out with a lot of those things, you know, and just being in all places and or trying to, and partnering, yes, with so many of the organizations, you know, the Arizona at Work and the college and Small Business Development Center and, you know, the city and the county governments and all of the different things that they have going on and DES and
it sure helps when the college built that building downtown and put three or four of you in there together so that you're always communicating and you always know what each other's doing.
Exactly. And we actually had the end of the month, June 21st through the 23rd, we did a thing called Destination Boot Camp. It was a three-day conference that it was done virtually, but SBDC, the community ed from the college and the chamber and Mojave County Economic Development all did this thing together. And this gentleman, his name is John Schallert, he's been doing this for 20-plus years
wow.
of this destination boot camp, going into communities, teaching you how to market properly and how to come up with your tagline and how to really turn your business into a destination. And he said he's never before had five people in the positions that we are in a community get together to make a force, you know, so to speak,
right.
of how to help our businesses.
Well,
so, second step.
It's odd that he would find that unique because you would think that would happen in every community, you know?
Right. No, he said never before has he had five with those, you know, and including different organizations coming together to help create, you know, tools to
now, what kind of turnout
to our businesses.
Did you total how many people came in for that?
It goes to the second step. So that was our training of how to do the next step.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so then there will be a, it's a destination training that we will do with the community in the future. We've got another meeting, you know, on how to go to the next step. You know, that was kind of the classes.
Okay, gotcha.
On learning the skills of the marketing. And he also puts you in contact with people that can write papers for you, you know, that are to send out to bring in companies, and, you know, how to really market yourself well and market our whole community.
Well, so that's good, because when you think about, you know, a ma-pa business, a plumber, an electrician, or something that's working out of their house, they might not think of a tagline. They may not think about marketing their business. They just they put the phone number on the side of their truck, and they figure people will just call them. But it's a lot more than that, and it's good to see that the chamber is going after that kind of training to be able to help that individual for their bang for their buck as they join the chamber.
Yeah, it was really, really an interesting thing. And he was really good at helping you kind of drill down to, you know, what are you the best at? How do you sell your message, you know? And he would just keep, like, asking and asking, and then he would go, okay, and turn it around and give you back this beautiful message to get out to the people. It's like, oh, wow, I didn't even know I did that.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, he's very, very good. It was a long 3 days, you know, sitting there every day. But it was
very rewarding.
Very rewarding, and I think we're going to be able to, you know, again, pass that knowledge on and hold some trainings here for our members and help our whole community.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Now, you're very unique. And along the river, we don't have a whole lot of ribbon cuttings during the summer because it's so hot.
Right.
But in Kingman, you can still do ribbon cuttings in the afternoon because it's beautiful.
Yes.
Do you have some ribbon cuttings coming up in next month or this month?
I don't have any coming up, but we did do a couple here recently.
Okay.
Yeah, so we did on June the 30th, the New Horizon Community Bank.
Right.
They opened up their brand new branch up here, and what a beautiful facility that is. And we had just a ton of people show up for it, and they, of course, catered lunch for everybody, and that was really nice. They had a lot of their dignitaries that came up, and you know, they're going to be partnering with a credit union.
Right,
so that's going to be
real soon, yeah.
Yeah, really interesting, cool thing that's going to happen here. So, and looks so nice out there on Boston Hill. So,
I'll
yeah,
bet.
Yeah,
beautiful
right. New facility there. And then we also had another one at a little place downtown here called the Hen House.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's a little boutique, I guess I'll call it, where they have things. If you're a crafter, they have things for you to do crafts with, but they also have things that have been handmade, so crafty items and gift items and things like that. So
very good.
A little place downtown on Beale Street, 704 East Beale, actually. So
cool.
Yeah.
A couple cool ribbon cuttings. All right, let's take our first break. We're going to come right back and chat with you some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Hey, the Mortgage Mom. It's a new program on Speak Out on KNTR Talk. Yeah, on Sundays, right after the Money Pit. It's going to be on from 11 o'clock till noon. And don't forget to check it out. It's going to be brand new. And by the way, I cannot confirm or deny, the rumors are all over town. I had so many people mention this to me yesterday. Is the Mortgage Mom Chad Hansen's mom? I can't tell you. I don't know. I'm sworn to secrecy, so I can't confirm or deny that rumor. Want to also remind you, there's a blood drive in Laughlin today at the Tropicana. Goes on, started at 9 o'clock this morning, goes on till 2. And let's see, we got a swim and movie tonight at the pool in Bullhead City, Kinfolvarg Park, at 7 o'clock. And I don't have the name of the movie. They didn't have it when I posted this on my sheet. Call the Parks Department, 928-758-0158. And tonight, you can still get tickets. In fact, I have two extra tickets at my table. If you want to call me, 928-201-3313, or you can show up at the Boys and Girls Club tonight at, well, the Boys and Girls Club Margarita Fest at the E-Center at the Edgewater, 5 o'clock. And questions, call the Boys and Girls Club, 763-1411. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you like to save money, especially right now when the price of everything is going up? Wow, I'll tell you. Get your co-op connection card because you save money all over town. Mattress Land, you're buying furniture, you want to save money? Yeah, let's go to Mattress Land. Ron's Tire Pros, you can save money there. You can save money at Silly Cactus. The Hut, you want lunch and you want to save a couple bucks? You know, get your co-op connection card. Stop by the offices of MEC on Hancock Road and get yours today. Or call 928-763-1100. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Yeah, service in Mojave County since 1988. With recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Now, they buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. They do debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. And Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. You bet it. Strawberries everywhere, strawberry buttermilk pancakes with eggs and bacon, strawberry crepes platter with eggs and bacon. And today, it's Friday, that means you get all the fish you want. And by the way, if you go by there at lunch, the parking lot is packed. Yeah, because people love that fish Friday, you know, especially if fish is your meal and Fridays you can eat all you want. Wow, you can't beat that. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians wake up in Bullhead, Kingman, and Havasu every single day, and they go to work, and they can take care of your electrical issues at home or at work. They can do highline power, new construction. They're multi-talented electricians. Yes. And that's what we need in Mojave County. And if you need one, especially like on the weekends, Put this number in your cell phone because they're available 24/7 for emergencies. 928-718-9444. All right, back on the phone with Becky Fawson from Kingman, and I interrupted her when I started bragging about the fact that locals and individuals belong to the chamber, but you had some more members you wanted to talk about, new members.
We do, yeah, and you just mentioned one of them, actually.
Oh, I did?
Your little commercial there, yes.
Which one?
Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, Mr. Chad Hansen.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Actually, Don has shown up at a couple of mixers and things up here lately. And, yeah, so they have now joined the Kingman Chamber as well.
Good.
So we're excited to have them. And we have Titan Exteriors. They have joined. And Roto-Rooter.
Okay.
And let's see. And then Journey to the Center of Hope. So
wow.
We have all of those as new members from June. So, yeah,
all right.
Exciting.
Fantastic. So, good news.
Rocking and rolling up here.
I like it. I like it.
I do, too. Yes.
All right. Now, are there any groundbreakings scheduled for the next month or so? Do you know?
No groundbreakings that I'm aware of. I keep, you know, everybody always asks me, what's this, what's that? And
yeah.
They don't talk about it. They don't talk about it. You know, they don't tell me either. It's always, there's, you know, I always, my favorite one was Project Rosie, you know, is getting ready to be announced. We'll let you know next week. And, yeah, so it's coming. It's coming.
Okay, but good.
I don't know what it is.
Yep. All right. Now, mixers. You have mixers every month, right?
Mixers every month, yes. Yeah, and this one on the 21st, which is next Thursday, will be our summer mega mixer. And so we're going to do that right here at the MCC Beale Street Center. Starts about 5:30, and we have, I believe, over 30 businesses signed up right now.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that. Yeah, so it gives those smaller businesses that maybe either don't have a storefront or have a small storefront or, you know, also, you know, like the college and some of the other larger businesses have the opportunity to be here as well. But it does allow those ones that can't have one in their building to talk about their business and, you know, let people know what they're up to. So, yeah, that will be next Thursday, 5:30 here at Beale Street Center.
Good.
And then on the 28th, the fourth Thursday of every month, is always our Sunrise Mixer. And, again, we are generally holding them here at the MCC Beale Street Center just because it's early mornings and Becky is not a morning person. So I can get it set up the day before. And we have such a beautiful, nice space here to have everybody. And we typically try to have a speaker, and then we do the round, like speed dating, you know, where
right.
Everybody gets to do their little commercial and stuff. So it's more of an informative, learn about your community than just the networking. But anyway, on that one, our speaker is going to be from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Oh, okay.
He's going to come in and tell us about the stuff that they're doing and some programs that are available and how people can help out with that.
So, and that's Thursday the 28th, right?
That's the 28th, yeah, at 7:30 a.m. and here at the MCC Beale Street Center.
And then I understand from Bo that evening you're going to be in Bullhead City at the teacher mixer, the new teacher mixer.
That is true. I had that on here to say, yes, we are going to be coming down there. We have a thing in the chamber world that we call R&D. Most people think that's research and development.
Right.
But for us, it's rip off and duplicate.
Uh-huh. That's like when you were a kid, it was called Share Friday or whatever. Now it's called Bring and Brag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, I thought it was a really great idea that Bo reached out to both Havasu and Kingman to come down and be part of your new teacher mixer. And so we're putting together little packets of different things that are available here in Kingman for the teachers, you know, so they can come up here to the cooler weather.
Yeah, no kidding.
Check out our downtown area, our parks. You know, we've got some great hiking and biking and those kinds of things. And then, of course, we've got the wineries outside of town.
Yeah.
And, you know, just all of the different opportunities that are up here so that they can you know, spread their wings in the area, enjoy the whole area.
Exactly. So. Well, and this is the first time that we, the ambassadors, have put on this mixer, and I'm co-chairing it with Terry Sponder. But this is going to be big. I mean, the teachers are going to be there. We got bags that we're giving to them, you know, with pens and pencils and notepads and stuff like that. And when I asked the Aquarius Casino, could I have some pens or pencils or decks of cards, they said no. They gave each one of these 97 brand new teachers a 3-day, 2-night stay.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. So they can stay at the Edgewater or the Aquarius anytime between now and next February for free, 3 days and two nights. You can't beat that. I mean, wow.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. Or you bring in some family comes to visit you.
Right,
from, you know,
yeah.
The Midwest, and take them over there. And
yep. If you got a little apartment, you can, mom and dad are coming from Minnesota, you can just take them over there and say, oh, I got your room covered for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're very helpful up here, too, with a lot of our
oh, I know.
When we have our mixers, you know, they're always very giving on raffle items and things like that. So that is great.
Yeah, fantastic. So what new businesses do you hear coming to town? Any?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Any new businesses coming to town?
You know, again, they haven't released anything to me. I mean, the thing up here, we're getting another Dollar General, and the community is a little upset about that. But,
oh.
Well, we've got like 6 of them now.
Oh, wow.
You know. So
well, here's the thing, though. If the 5 are profitable, that's why they're building a 6th one. And, you know, you can't take that away from people if they want to build.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, you know, they bought the property. They followed all the zoning codes
sure.
and all of that. And they're, you know, they're going to bring another business to town.
I don't see anybody in county or city government telling somebody, oh, a couple of citizens don't want you to come, so thanks a lot.
You know? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we are out there working, you know, Sylvia from the city doing the retail stuff is working all the time with these different, I mean, locally owned things as well as franchises. You know, her and I did go up to the ICSC conference, which is the International Conference of Shopping Centers.
Right.
Up in Las Vegas last month, I believe that was, and met with several different organizations that bring in the shopping malls and bring in, you know, franchises and stuff. But it's really tough, you know, the demographics and the qualifications that they have to even look at a community are just big. You
sometimes
know, big numbers.
Yeah, sometimes they're very sticky.
They are. They're very difficult. And it also, like you think, oh, I'm going to go buy, you know, a Steak and Shake or whatever and just bring one of those here. But you've got to have, and I'm not saying this in particular to that one, but as
right.
an example, hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, you know, just to even talk to them, you know.
Well,
again,
and frequently, I mean, years ago, this is 41 years ago, when I first moved here, I thought, this town needs a Black Angus. So I called my dad and I said, hey, go buy Black Angus and get a phone number for me. And he did. And I called and it was a corporate number. And I said, so would you be coming to Bullhead City? And they said, do you have 50,000 people living within 2 square miles? And I go,
exactly.
I go, no. And they go, then we're not coming. You know, because they have done the research to figure out that that's what they need to survive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right,
yeah,
let's take another break.
It is it's kind of like fitting pieces in a puzzle. You know, you've got to sit down and figure out which ones, you know, here's what we've got, and here's the ones that can, you know, fit into these chunks. And we're in such a unique position here, too, with all of the travel that comes through. And, like, how do you capture that data and show them that, yes, we don't have that demographic living here, but we have it traveling through. You know?
Right.
So we do qualify.
Exactly.
But it is a lot of data collection and a lot of, you know, selling
right.
the area and working with different groups and things, which... we're doing, you know, that again is something that your chamber's doing behind the scenes. And the city has just been so wonderful in involving us in that process and helping us help the businesses.
Right.
So,
okay,
yeah,
let's take another break. We're over a little over half past the hour. Paula Boyce coming up next. He's got Matt Ferris and Mike Bonney.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftland Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with a $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. Submissions are now being accepted for grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area until the August 31st deadline. Two grants will be awarded, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short, written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and materials and a cost breakdown. Please email your write-up to MECPA@MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
And you know, we're brought to you each and every day by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They're rated a 4-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They do exceptionally hand-working, continuing to constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, for the residents, the employees, and the guests. That's why they're rated 4 stars. Yeah. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Shrivel Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and alarms and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Installation, repairs, and replacements and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and landscaping. And there's an owner on your job every day. Experts in pest solution, residential or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Remember that. I'm getting messages from Chad Hansen while we're talking here. Pet 51. Oh, Barron, so they give you the phone number? 928-758-5499. Pet 5150. I see the videos up every single morning because they do live videos, you know, when people are dropping off their pets and their dogs are hanging out for the day. It's like these dogs look forward to seeing each other every day there. I mean, you've got to watch these videos because it is hilarious. So, and you can take your dogs to Pet 5150 and drop them off for the day. Or you, and then if you want, they can give them a bath at the end of the day before you pick them up. Call Liz. She can make it all happen. 928-577-739. I told my wife yesterday, there's like 25 dogs having a good time. Oh, Mojave Mortgage. Yes, a new member of the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. Are you need some money? A vacation home? A pool? An add-on? And you can probably even very possibly still save money on a refi. You know, not, you know, depends on where he finds the rate for you. So call him and find out. Call Chad Hansen. He's the founder and the CEO, 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down at his big desk. You need $150,000 to pay off a bunch of stuff. You're sitting there filling out the paperwork. You look up. He's gone. Where'd he go? There's no window. There's no door. Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. His wife tells us there's a reason for that. But, and he goes down into the basement, down into the vault, underground, and he gets your money off his shelf, and he brings you up and puts on a silver platter and hands you $150,000. It's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him up and get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. All right. Back in the studio with Becky. Yeah. Ugh. I'm coughing here and reading text messages and trying to read the board and everything else.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I just am glad you're feeling better and it wasn't too serious for you.
No, so. It wasn't. I do need to mention that the Kingman Animal Shelter, Mojave County Animal Shelter in Kingman, is teaming up with PetSmart in Bullhead City and Kingman. And they're tomorrow from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. They're loaded with animals, and they need to get rid of them and give them away to people so people can show up at PetSmart in Bullhead or Kingman tomorrow. Any questions, call 928-753-2727. Okay, good deal. So that's going on in your market and mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to stay away from there. Every time I go in, I end up with a dog. So.
Your husband's going to make you stay away. Yeah. Okay, didn't you just go through elections recently?
For our board, yes, which our board did not change.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so kind of an interesting thing. The three members that were up, their terms were up, all of them were in their first term, so they all decided to do a second term, which is awesome.
Right.
So they all stayed on. That was, and you're going to test me here, Stacy Klippenstein. He's doing his second term because we actually both started the same day.
Oh, okay.
Up here, yeah. And
he's the president of the college, in case anyone is hearing his name and doesn't know who he is. He's the president of the
college. Right, yes, president of the college.
Right.
Terry Williams from out at KRMC, the PR person out there.
Okay.
And then our chairman-elect, Kim Bilbray from Edward Jones.
Okay.
So all three of them are doing a second term. And then Jaime Ramirez was the chair. And he has actually been relocated to Riverside or around the Riverside area in California.
Oh.
But he actually is going to stay on as past chair because we have the Zoom capabilities.
Right.
So he will stay on and continue because he's still part of JM Eagle.
Good.
So he can still, you know, represent both areas. So he'll stay on. And Rita Zumwalt from Century 21 is our new chairman.
Oh, okay.
So. And yeah, she'll be doing that.
When does your board meet?
Our board meets on the third. Our executive board is the third Tuesday of the month at 7:30 a.m. And then the full board meets on the fourth Tuesday at 7:30.
Are both those meetings open to the public?
The regular board meeting is. The executive is not.
Okay. So if they want to come down and watch a meeting and learn more about the chamber, they can.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, or if they've got something they want to share. We especially love for our ambassadors to show up at that, you know, so they can learn what's going on in the community, how the board runs.
And it's funny you say that because in Bullhead City, I think there's like six people or seven people on the board that started as ambassadors. And there's two people on the board, three actually, that are still ambassadors and board members. And so,
Wow. Yeah,
sometimes when you start off as an ambassador, you morph into becoming a board member. But so in Bullhead City, we've got about six of them that were started as an ambassador and then grew into the board. And then, like I said, there's three ladies that are board members. One's on the executive board, and they still are ambassadors and show up at ribbon cuttings and mixers. And so, and maybe,
that's awesome.
Maybe I'll introduce you to some of them to the 28th when you're here.
Yeah, I'll be down there. Yeah, so anyway, the rest of our board, we have Bob DeVries, retired police chief,
right,
and now doing the M-STEP stuff. So,
what does M-STEP stand for?
Mojave Substance.
Mojave Substance Treatment.
Treatment.
And partnership promoting. No, let's see. That's the other one.
No, that's mixed up. I could have told you that one. you
Mojave,
stumped me on that one.
Mojave Education Treatment. Gosh. I started that.
Yeah, program. Substance Treatment Education
Prevention Partnership.
Prevention Program. See?
Yep.
We got it.
I was a part of starting that 20-some years ago when we had two people in Kingman, two in Bullhead, and two in Havasu, and the six of us started M-STEP and started building our policies and procedures and everything.
Yeah, I helped back when I was at Legal Defender's Office.
Yeah.
I was on there years and years ago, too.
Yeah.
And Sarah Knievel, you know, who just recently left town, you know, and honestly, flashback for you here, when she had her last meeting, which was the end of last month, we had her last M-STEP meeting, we took her a giant box of cookies.
Ah.
Because
Bob
used to
told
always
me that.
Bring
yeah.
cookies to the meetings.
Yeah. Every time I'd show up at an M-STEP meeting in Kingman, I brought cookies from Perkins, you know, and they were so good.
Right.
And so I did that on a regular basis. I just walked in with a couple dozen cookies, and that's when Sarah joined and became a co-chair with Bob DeVries, and then she's also on one of these apps on my phone because we do so much walking together, and it's called Starva, and all of a sudden I'm noticing that she's walking in Colorado. So I texted her and said, did you move to Colorado? She goes, no, but I just bought a house here, so I'm going to. And
yeah.
I said, oh, wow. So, I mean, a major loss for Kingman because she was so devoted to changing the drug culture of Kingman and working to, as a therapist for pain, working
yes.
to get people so they're not dependent upon drugs and so that they can go through physical therapy someplace or they can do exercises at home so they don't need opiates. And just somebody really dedicated to that cause. So a major loss for Kingman when Sarah decided to move. And somebody who always explored the trails of Kingman. So
exactly,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. Very, very, very big loss. But the good news is, I mean, the hospital has lost her as far as a doctor, you know, her working here, but she promises to stay involved in M-STEP. So she is going to be attending virtually all of our meetings and stuff.
Oh, good.
But we did make sure that she was sent off with a bunch of cookies.
Fantastic. That's good. That's good. She needs that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She's got two kids, so I'm sure those cookies don't last long.
Probably not. Boy, they were good, though.
So. What else is happening with business and government up there?
Oh, well, you know what? Hang on. I'm going to finish off my board members here.
Okay.
I don't want to leave anybody out. So, trying to stay on track.
Go ahead.
Joni Millen with Everything Kingman and the Standard. She is our new treasurer. We also have Tammy Ersenbach, who is the Mojave County Economic Development Director.
Right.
We have Jerry Woolsey, who is the Kingman Unified Assistant Superintendent. And, in fact, I was going to circle back, too, on the teacher mixer. Her and I were talking about that this morning, and we're, as I was saying, you know, our rip-off and duplicate, and we are going to try to do that. There are 80 new teachers here in Kingman, so we're just a little bit behind you. I think you said 97, and I was like,
Yeah, but I'm including, we're including Needles and Laughlin, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here in Kingman, we have 80 new teachers So we're going to try to do something similar to get them out and about. And again, you know, we'll invite Bullhead and Havasu hopefully to come up here. And
yeah.
So they can explore the whole area. You know, working regionally between Lisa Bowe and I have really been trying to do a lot of that. And in fact, we did a thing. Lisa brought in Dave Kilby from the Western Arizona Chamber Executives, and we had a big ABCs of Chamber. So
yeah.
It was Chamber CEOs, board members, and ambassadors were all invited to that last week, and we had 51 people attend.
Wow.
From 8 different chambers and 3 states.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we've actually taken our Tri-City Chamber Coalition, and it is now a Tri-State Coalition. We have Parker, Needles, and Laughlin regularly attending with us, and so we're all working together regionally, you know, which is what we should be doing anyway.
Right.
So
I agree.
So yeah, that has been, for me, one of our greatest accomplishments and something I'm most proud of, that, you know, we're all reaching out and working together and supporting the entire area, because we're all related.
That's
know?
Right. Well, it's beneficial for everybody. All
yeah,
right, let's
yeah,
take another break. And we're going to come right back and chat some more. I got a text from Chad Hansen that joining the chamber has helped him a lot in Kingman. Yes, he had to add more shelves in his vault to have extra money laying around so that he can meet the needs of the customers coming from the Kingman Chamber. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more.
If you currently have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement and have been considering a change, listen up. A major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a very short time. This could possibly save you up to hundreds of dollars a month. Call the Southwest Financial Center for details. You may instantly qualify for a Plan G supplement. Call the Southwest Financial Center at 928-763-4360. Ask about a free fitness membership and household discount. 928-763-4360.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
When you need an electrician, you want experience. You want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call people crazy about pets. Pet 5150, 928-577-7390. Treat your dog, 928-577-7390.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Attention Mojave County Realtors, this is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
I love it when my CD player doesn't want to play. Hello, come on. Nope, that's not going to play. All right, well, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you live by East West Financial Services. With, are you thinking about retiring? Well, you know, it's a great time to retire, but if you don't have enough money, how are you going to get more? And you can sit down with Jack Mafara, and he can talk about asset protection, number one. He protects whatever you invest, and then he turns right around and helps you raise money, make money. Is that going to work? Huh? Maybe now? Huh? Oh, there we go. Eventually. Yeah. All right. Call him at 928-888-9828. And Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, you know, they are so awesome. They do, they have an emergency room for you 24/7. And any problems you have, they're available for our visitors. And of course, I was just a patient in there just not too long ago. Check that out. Anything you need from Warm Sea, you can call 928-763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Okay, it's, what the heck's going on with this CD player? I love it. It shows it's playing, but it's not playing. Wow. That's bizarre. Oh, there we go. Now it's going to play. All right. Hey, we're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. People in Arizona and California call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. Laughlin Ranch. Don't forget Laughlin Ranch Grill. We're about out of time here. Laughlin Ranch Grill. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, barbecue nights, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Check it all out at LaughlinRanch.com. Becky, you need to give the phone number for the chamber because we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
928-753-6253.
Okay. Call Becky if you want to put on a mixer or if you want to join the chamber or you want to become an ambassador. Give her a call, right?
That's right.
All right.
Hey, and I need to mention my two board members I didn't get to talk about, Don Summers from Arizona Summers Heating and Cooling and Mike Quinn from Quinn's Cages. So that rounds out my board.
Okay. That was fast. All right,
yeah.
Becky, thank you so much. We'll talk with you next month.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. There's a lot going on. And why is it my volume? What's going on? I'm going to be becoming a CD repairman here real soon. Everybody have a great day. Paul Lavoie is up next. And by the way, Matt Ferris had to cancel, so he's going to have Michelle Lynn in there from the City Council. Yeah, check that out. Coming up next.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.